I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to honestly, truly live your life? Are you ready to live your true life? Are you ready to be full on, full throttle, authentic? Are you ready to take off those training wheels and super fly it out? Are you ready? Because oftentimes, before we can actually be completely honest, we have fear. We have fear, will other people accept us? Is this normal? Is this the right thing to do? Can I be comfortable in my own skin? Am I allowed to live my own life? Do I have to take care of these people? Is it right for me to let them go? Is it right for me to let go of relationships that are no longer benefiting me? Is it okay to leave codependent relationships? Is it okay to say, you know what? I don't have the answer. Is it okay to want to spend time with more people that feel that way? Better yet, is it okay for me to be me? On today's show, I think that we're going to really illuminate the human condition. And better yet, illuminate your situation where you can honestly evaluate in your life what needs to be augmented, what needs to be revived, and what needs to be maximized to living your true life. Okay, let's begin with what I like to call as the awakening, okay? And I know a lot of people probably heard, you know, this is the time, it's like the awakening time in our world, in our country at this time, this day and time, it's called the awakening. People are awakening to who they truly are. And I think that's amazing, but I think that the awakening standpoint actually directly impacts us all on an individual level. And I want to illuminate that right now because I believe that I am an awakened being, okay? I don't believe it, I know I am. And what's so cool about that is I've been working on this for a long time, and what I consider somebody to be awakened is, first of all, you actually see that you have value. You've overcome any of the self-esteem issues that have been plaguing you your entire life. And yeah, certainly we all have setbacks now and then, better days than others. However, we realize when we're having that setback and we understand, and we're not critical on ourselves like we were before. But in the same respect, we work to be better than we were yesterday. When you're awakened, you're not trying to compete against other people. You realize that there is no such thing as scarcity. That's an illusion. In reality, everybody has a chance, everybody has a place, and everybody has something that they excel at better than anybody else. And so it's not about, you know, doing everything great. It's about doing what you do amazing and believing in what you do. But more than that, believing in who you are. And that is super, super critical to being awakened. A huge facet of being awakened to me is being able to understand that there is a higher power. There is a higher function. There is an energy, a vibration. Many people call it God. And believing in God and understanding exactly where you are in relation to God. And that is a pure awakening when you realize that, you know, it's not like you are in a vacuum. It's like you're part of the entire thing. You're part of it. The belief that we have directly relates to who we are. The beliefs that we have and what we hold dear is also within us. And what we see outside of us as far as godly is within us as well. And when we're awakened to that knowledge and we work to increase that knowledge and to educate and to meditate and to pray and to believe and to understand and to see the big picture, that to me is the golden sign of being awakened. You know, another good sign of being awakened is that you've realized that there are some demons that you deal with. There's some things that we deal with that, you know what, get in the way of who we can truly be. Some of us have had to overcome dependencies. Dependencies on drugs or alcohol, prescription drugs. Some of us have had to overcome and work through mental impairments that hold us back from being who we truly are. Sometimes we've had to overcome the low self-esteem and the disbelief that we have in self that we learned somewhere on the road of our lifetime. And as we overcome these demons and we see them for what they are and we dispel them and we work on a daily basis to not allow them back into our life, that is what you call awakened. Why is that awakened? Because when you realize the power and how amazing your life is, the last thing you want to do is to lower yourself down into that situation. A good example is, I think a lot of times when people don't realize their value, they're upset, they're insecure, their life has been painful, they've gone through a lot of heartaches, a lot of hardships, a lot of problems, mental, emotional, physical issues. There's a tendency to want to medicate. And there's a tendency to want to over-medicate. There's a tendency to want to take drugs, to drink alcohol. There's a tendency to want to escape. Escape the reality of where they are right now. And I think many of you have been there. I think many of us in all of our lives have been there at one time or another. And to say that we haven't is probably a lie. And when we're there escaping, we haven't realized how important it is to not escape. And we don't realize how important it is to not escape until we realize the value of what we have. Right? And when we realize the value of what we have, we don't want to escape because every single moment of every single day that we have is vitally precious, and we know it. We're hyper aware of how valuable every moment of our day is, and we live true to that value decision once we are awakened. Sure, there'll be times where we feel as though we question where we're at. We might question the validity of some of the things that have come into our mind about the awakening. We may even resort back to old thoughts and patterns of feeling insecure, powerless, less self-esteem, more insecurity. And when we go there, we have to be aware of going there. And when we are awakened, we are aware and we see it. We are aware of it. We notice it. And we quickly go back into the awakened process of being highly mindful. As we go through being mindful on a daily basis or recalibrating our mindfulness, we realize really what's going on in really almost every situation that we encounter. I think like you and I can both relate to the fact of when we were younger and we would meet people and they would mesmerize us. When we'd be in a situation that we think was awesome or amazing or confusing. And now, it's not like it's humdrum. It's actually in technicolor. Whether it's a great situation to be in, whether it's not. whether this person will be a wonderful ally and somebody that you can grow spiritually together, or whether it's just a fake facade. I've realized that the more awakened I am, the quicker I can analyze any situation. The quicker I can analyze any situation and be positive in my knowledge, because I also have reflected and raised the bar when it comes to respecting my gut instinct, my thoughts, my ability to know what's right, my ability to feel what's right. And that's the key. And when we feel a situation and we understand it, not from an emotionally out of control feeling, but a grounded, aware, mindful, silent, no thoughts position, no deciding if this is good or bad, just in the moment. It's almost like that keen sense of smell and feeling. It's like, you know, it's like you're a Spider-Man or Batman or something. You can feel instantaneously in a situation, and it is so right. And you don't want to have any impairment to that ability. You've realized how valuable that ability is, and to impair it with anything would be an absolute shame. When I return, I'll be talking more about being awakened, and later on I'll be talking about letting go of those codependent relationships in our life that get in the way of us being truly who we are and get in the way of us living our honest, authentic, true life. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, search Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, B-E-R-G-E-S. I have new video content up each week on relationships, overcoming adversity, and dealing with manipulation. Leave your true life perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs too. It's vet approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
And jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Are you ready to live your true life? Are you ready to live a fulfilling life based on being authentic and real and true to yourself in every way, shape, and form? You know, if you are, it begins with being awakened. And right before the break, I was talking about being awakened, being able to see and understand and feel and connect with a higher power, letting go of those demons, those things, those addictions that get in the way of us being honest and true and taking off that veil and that mask. You know, that's so important because a lot of times we self-medicate. We use alcohol, drugs, prescription medication, whatever it is. And we use those things to deaden, to make us not feel, to disconnect us. Okay. And I get it. I understand that. And sometimes we use alcohol for that, whatever that is, to try to distance ourselves. But when we finally take off these masks, these layers that don't work for us anymore, we're able to really evaluate ourselves and realize not only do we not need it, but that that was actually taking away from how great we truly are, how amazing we truly are. It was getting in the way of our light shining. You know, another thing about being awakened is that we've dealt with our toxicity of self. You know, you hear a lot of folks, and you've seen probably some videos on YouTube of mine about toxic people and limiting the amount of time that you spend with toxic people and how to identify toxic people and what to do when they're in your life and how to eliminate them and all that great stuff. Well, that's great, and that's a big deal, and that's a huge thing. That's something we'll be talking about here in just a few minutes. But one of the biggest things about being awakened is that you've got to let go of everything that's toxic about you. Okay? You've got to let go about those things that make you a toxic person. And all of us have some traits that we have to work with. All of us have some things that we have to overcome. And what I like to call that is responsibility. Okay, when we are aware of a situation and we've taken responsibility for it, we can work really hard to overcoming the limitations that it has. Okay, and when we do that, it's very, very rewarding. And when we check ourselves, we're not being truthful, or we're not being straight up honest, or we're not giving everything we can, or we're not believing in self, or not believing in others, or we're trying to hold others back, or we're trying to play games or be manipulative. When we become aware of those things and we stop those things in its tracks, that's when we become awakened. When we can actually analyze and step back from self and be able to see us truly for who we truly are, the good, the bad, the ugly, everything, and be able to actually work on cleaning house on the things that, well, are kind of toxic about our personalities and things that we do that aren't for the best of other people or for the best of ourselves. And when we become aware of those things and we work and we have due diligence to work on those, it's amazing. It's so therapeutic, you know, because it's not trying to be perfect. It's just trying to be the best we can be. And when we really focus on that, we clean house on the stuff that's holding us back. You know, there was stuff in my past that I realized that I was like, I was compensating or I had a lower self-esteem and I would do things based on that self-esteem. Like I wouldn't put myself out there because I would think that I wasn't good enough or whatever it was. I've always been a caring, nurturing person. And one of the toxic things that I found about myself is that, you know, I had a tendency back then of maybe being in codependent relationships and trying to save somebody. And that's another thing, too, is that we can't want to save people. We have to just work on ourselves. When we work on ourselves, we fundamentally change everything. Because that's what we're doing. We're working on ourselves and we're augmenting that mold, okay? The mold that we came in on, we're augmenting that to be the best that we can possibly be. You know, another factor of being awakened is kind of what I was talking about when it comes to the demons, is that you've given up addictions. You no longer have a substance or a pill or a drink or somebody, like, using that as a crutch. You know, addictions are very interesting things, and they can begin to rule our life. They begin to be a job, like a career that you don't get paid to do. And a career that really takes over your entire life and messes up absolutely anything and everything it can possibly mess up until there's nothing left. And when you are awakened, you've gotten rid of the addictions. You become aware of the addictions. You let them go. You work on it. It's a day-to-day basis. And you work on it because you care enough about this lifetime to actually work on it. You care enough about your lifetime to actually put the work and the effort into being better than you were yesterday. It's not about competition with other people. It never has and it never will be. Okay, that's an illusion. That's a huge illusion that a lot of us have fallen into. And I think it's because of competitive natures. It's because of sports. It's competition. It's the idea of scarcity. There's not enough, so we compete, we compete, we compete, we compete. Instead, we don't realize that we have to work on ourselves. And one of the main caveats of this is bettering ourselves and getting out of that competition, but maybe making it more of a personal competition. And not in a weird way, like not in an addictive, competitive way, but more in a, wow, this is amazing. Last month I was here, and now I'm here. Last year I was in this spot in my life, and now I'm here, and I have grown and moved on in my life so much. It's amazing. It's a beautiful thing, and I think that when we realize those kind of things and we take note of those kind of things and we analyze those kind of things and we're aware of those kind of changes, it's dynamic because it also means that we care enough to care about how we got here. We care about how we got here. You know, another point about being awakened is that we don't hold any more resentments. We're not resentful. And we're not trying to get revenge. You know, anytime that you're trying to get revenge and you got resentments and all this stuff, it's not a good place to be. It is not attractive, I'll tell you that. But also, it's really unhealthy. What happens in these situations when we get that way is it overcomes and overtakes your entire life. Anger is a happy life killer, okay? Anytime that we have a lot of stored up anger, resentment, thinking about revenge, we have a tendency of, well, not living that great of a life. That kind of revenge and anger clouds our judgments on every level it can. And anger is one of those things that it kind of permeates everything. It discolors everything into a shade of a certain red or whatever color that is. And it really takes over our life because we cannot compartmentalize resentment. I'll say that again. We cannot compartmentalize resentment. And we can't compartmentalize anger. There's no compartmentalization of anger. Anger and resentment seep into everything. Every relationship, every activity. Even if your anger is based on your upbringing or your dad not being there or your mother leaving and leaving you alone as a kid or whatever it is. Even if the anger stems back from that and it's a specific person, it still permeates everything. And the only way that it won't is when we let it go. And we have to work at it. It's not like you just go, oh yeah, anger, see you later, I'm done with you. No, it takes a lot of work, a lot of effort. It's a challenge. It's tough. It can seem overwhelming. But we got to deal with the stuff at hand. And an awakened person has done their due diligence when it comes to doing an inventory of self. Self-inventory is so important. To do that inventory of what I've dealt with, what I haven't dealt with, what do I still need to deal with, why haven't I dealt with this, why haven't I overcome that, and what do I need to see in this? And when you realize all this stuff, when you do that self-inventory, it can be scary in the beginning, but eventually it becomes very empowering. And an awakened person has gone through that process, dealt with that stuff, overcome these things, dealt with it, found peace with it, let it go, and grown from it. A non-awakened person hasn't dealt with it, swept it under the rug, doesn't want to hear about it, doesn't want to deal about it. But you know what? It's still affecting them. Because you can't compartmentalize it. You can't act like it doesn't exist. It's part of you. Okay, so we have to actually be proactive and powerful in the process of dealing with it to overcome the stuff that's holding us back. And when you are working and being awakened, you realize the power that you have, the personal power you have to change your life in the right way, in the truthful way, in the honest way. And you understand that it's a day-to-day, minute-to-minute situation. It's not something you do and then it's done, it's over with. No, it's a lifestyle. It's something that you do on a daily basis. It's something that you maintain and work at and work to be better than you were yesterday. When I return, I'll be talking about letting go of codependent relationships. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back in two shakes.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Are you ready to live that true life? Are you ready to be authentic and real? Right before the break, I was talking about being fully awakened and working every day. It's a lifestyle commitment. It's a life commitment to be awakened, to letting go of those demons, to overcoming the toxicity in ourselves, to overcoming and gaining power over addictions, to finding the higher power, to understanding that, to seeing oneself within that higher power, to working through that, to learning, to growing, and to believing. All these things mean that you are working on being fully awakened. And when we become fully awakened and we're working on it every day and we're learning and we're having amazing, you know, mindful downloads on a daily basis, and you're learning, you're growing, and you're believing in the process, and you're working, and it's not every day is going to be great and wonderful, but you're working at it and you're processing it and you're not defining it. And that's a huge component of being awakened, is we're not defining our lives are good or bad anymore. We're not coloring every moment with a pre-existing thought that happened a long time ago and defining it and putting it in this little hole and defining, okay, this is going to be a good experience, this is going to be a bad experience. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to put a peg in a round hole. It's like, that's not what our life is. And when we get highly awakened, we realize that when we do the right thing and we're honest and truthful, things will always work out. There might be times that you have to let go, and that's what I want to talk about right now. Letting go of codependency and letting go of toxicity relationships in your life. You know, once you become awakened and you're working on this, you cannot turn backwards. Okay. And many of us say, well, we've worked on ourselves. We're awakened. Well, that's great. And that's awesome. That's wonderful. And I'm not telling you to judge other people. Well, what I'm saying is an awakened person cannot very well work with or be in a relationship with an unawakened person. Okay. And I know that that's tough. And I'm going to explain that right now, because I found myself in certain relationships that I thought that, you know, it would get better, or that person would begin to awaken. And basically, I don't know what I was trying to tell myself, but that's all a lie. That's not true. Me putting bets on somebody else to be awakened, that's not for me to do. I have no power in that area at all. I cannot change someone's life. I can impact them. I can impart knowledge. I can help them, but I can't change their life. They have to do it for them, okay? And when you do try to change someone's life, karma's going to probably come after you, okay? Because what happens is that you try to make these changes what you think is right for them, but that's not your life, and you don't have the right to choose what's right for them. You only have the right to choose what's right for you. Okay. And we often feel like, well, this would be right. And I'm sure it is right. But for them, it is not, because it's not their choosing. You know, a good example is somebody that's on drugs, you know, somebody that's doing cocaine and drinking and out of control. And you and I both know they need to go to rehab and get better and stop doing the cocaine and stop doing the alcohol. But until they're ready to get sober, until they're ready to go through that, they're not going to get sober. You can't make somebody get sober, just like you can't make somebody be awakened. It doesn't happen that way. And so if you think about this example, you can think about it even in another term. So let's say that you are sober. You rarely drink. You don't do any drugs. You don't do any pharmaceuticals. You're a very clean eater. And you care about your life and you're fully awakened. Are you going to be spending a lot of time with people who are full-on cocaine addicts all the time? Who drink all day and don't go to work? Is that what you have in mind? Is that who you're going to hang out with? You know, because I can see the values are just so much similar. You know, that y'all's lives are parallel. It's like you're twins. No, you wouldn't do that. Right? You wouldn't. Because you wouldn't have time for that. Because it doesn't go with you. If you're on the top of your game and you're working and you're, even if you're going to school or you're raising a family, you don't have time for that. So if you're an awakened person and you've found the higher being and you've found your demons and you've overcome that and you've dealt with your own personal toxicity and you've dealt with your own personal addictions and you've gotten rid of anger and resentment and revenge, why would you spend time with somebody that hasn't done any of that? Why would you spend time with somebody who's holding on to that? Because what happens is we get into these relationships a lot of times with people who are not awakened. And I'm not meaning this in a mean way or a judgmental way. I'm just saying they're not. And so let's say you get into a relationship with a full-on narcissist, for example. And they put you down at any moment they can. And they're constantly putting you down and judging you. Using the silent treatment as a tactic. There's a lot of things that go on in the situation. And I think a lot of times we give them the benefit of the doubt because we know that they had a painful childhood, okay? And I think many of you and I, we've all had upbringing issues, but we still say, well, you know, they had a childhood that was pretty tough. And, you know, I think it's just me, like, you know, overthinking it. And, you know, I don't think they really meant to be that mean or rude. And I don't know, maybe that's just the only way they can cope with it is a silent treatment. Okay, get it. So we make all these excuses. And we make all these excuses and we make all these excuses. And eventually, what do? You know, oh, well, we try to, you know, reconnect or apologize or do something to reconnect the relationship. And so then we get into this circular trap where we have somebody that is not awakened. And we are trying to get into their headspace for them to understand what's going on. And what's happening is that we're holding on to relationships with people who are unawakened, who are still dealing with their demons, their toxicity, and we're taking it on as our own and sidling with it. It's like you're sidling up with all this pain. It's like you've decided, okay, well, you know what? I really want a good life for myself, but you know what? I'm just going to sidle up to this. Okay, and a lot of us get in these relationships and we don't realize it until later on because we refuse to see the red flags because we don't want to. Because we want to just see the positive things. We want to just see those few things and we don't want to deal with the rest of it. We don't want to deal with the rest of it because if we deal with the rest of it, we got to be honest with ourselves. And many of us don't want to deal with confrontations and we'd have to eventually let it go and move on. And then we have to deal with, you know, being sad over that and dealing with that and mourning the death of that relationship and then moving on. But many of us don't want to do that. Even though we're awakened, we feel like we can still somehow or not revive it. You know, this person will eventually come to their senses and all will be good. And I don't know about you, but that's never really worked out in my entire life. Even though I put a lot of time and sweat and blood and sweat and tears into hoping that that would happen. Usually what happened is what? Yeah, I got screwed. Okay? And I wasted a lot of time when I shouldn't have been wasting that time. And now that I'm more awakened than I was before, I realize more my personal value and my personal value of time and health. You only have so much time on this planet. Your health is important and your time is critical. And to deal with people who are still toxic and to give them that amount of time, it to me is a waste. And when we get more and more awakened, we realize the value of our time. We realize the value of ourself and we find a higher self-esteem and we realize that we owe ourselves more. We owe ourselves to care about ourselves and to not put ourselves in relationships with toxic people. And a lot of times what happens is we get into this relationship and we become very codependent because we're trying to make it work. Okay. We want this person to be with us. We want it, whatever it is. We feel like we're the savior. You know, we're dealing with our own toxicity. And it just kind of, and a lot of times too, is that this is another roadblock in our life. We create this relationship because we don't want to actually like trip ourselves. You know, like you put your leg out and you trip yourself. You know, you don't really want to do that. You'd rather have someone else do it. But you created it, meaning that you brought this relationship into your life and you know for a fact that it's toxic. Okay, I've done it where I look back and I go, man, wow, was that my own personal, like, sabotage? Am I that smart that I can sabotage my own self like that by just using somebody else is the sabotage, and then I don't have to take responsibility for sabotaging myself? I mean, it's kind of a deep thought. Think about it. Bringing a relationship into your life and accepting that and knowing all the red flags and still trying to go through it, but yet realizing and knowing subconsciously this isn't going to work. We are very powerful people, and we can do a lot of amazing stuff with our power. But in order to do things with our power, we have to realize that we are powerful. We have to realize who we are within ourselves and the value that we have. We have to be engaged in that and understand it and see it and be able to recognize it, and we have to respect it. Even if we recognize it, we don't respect it, what do we have? And I think oftentimes in life, we let things get in the way because we don't realize it, because we haven't valued ourselves enough to understand really why we're here, but how phenomenal this ride really is. And to realize the value that we have and the knowledge base that we have, but better yet, the duty and the purpose for why we're here. And that means everything. We must go within so to not go without. And when we see our value, we can't ignore it anymore. If you haven't already, check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, BERGES.com, and live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes. Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today.
800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been asking you if you're ready to live your true life, to be authentic, to be real, to be awakened. And once you have figured out being awakened and how to do that on a daily basis and how to make that a lifestyle choice, letting go of those codependent and toxic relationships in your life, and realizing that a lot of times we allow those things in our life as a roadblock because we don't want to actually block ourselves, but we actually use someone else because we're tricking ourselves into thinking that it's someone else's problem. Now realize the last time that you've had a toxic person in your life, think about it. Let's say that you have a narcissist in your life and you keep going back and through the motions, you're dealing with the pain and the agony and all that great stuff, and you keep making excuses and you keep asking your friends and family what you should do, and you go back and forth and you waver back and forth and you go back in and you apologize even when it's not your apology and all that stuff. Okay, why are we doing that? We're doing that because we don't value our time. We don't value our life enough. Because if we did, we wouldn't be dealing with this. When somebody's on their deathbed, they don't have time for that. Okay? When somebody's got 2 minutes to live, they don't have time for that. Okay? When somebody's got a 6-month life expectancy, they don't hang or work or deal with anybody but who they want to deal with, and definitely not somebody that's playing mind games. And when you begin to be more and more awakened, you begin to see that and you detach yourself and you divide yourself from that because you realize that's not going to get you anywhere. And it's definitely going to get in the way of you living that true life because you're going to be thinking about that negativity all the time, worried about it, not understanding why the other person said that or did that, questioning this, questioning that, questioning yourself, questioning your awareness, questioning and wondering if it's your fault. All those things that many of us, once we figure out, we realize we don't have the time for. You know, one of the things that I really want to talk about before the end of the show today is being present in the moment. When we're present in the moment and we are aware of where we are and we feel good, the thing about being present is we're not judging. You know, we're not like thinking about the past. We're not walking into a new situation just thinking about how bad the past was or how great the past was or the future, any of that. We're not making judgments. We're right in the present moment. We're being present. in our life. And our life is a present. It is a gift, right? And we realize the value of that gift and how important it is to not limit ourselves and to not get in the way of our own growth. You know, when we get in the way of our own growth, that basically impairs us. It impairs us from growing to where we need to be at, from learning the things that we need to learn, from letting go of the negative cycles in our life. And I think anything that's a negative cyclical thing in our life has to be let go, but we have to understand why we have to let it go and the lesson that we are to learn from letting that go. And a lot of these lessons that we learn later on in life are very impactful and very amazing, amazing lessons to learn. Amazing lessons to learn. And these lessons, though, they're tough. Because a lot of these lessons that come to us are things that we've had to deal with since childhood and things that have been very difficult for us. And so I like to tell people that, you know, when you're dealing with some of the toughest lessons that you have to learn, it will come in threes because it's going to test you. Okay. And once you've figured out, it might test you again to make sure that you're on target. I mean, like, I had to understand that I didn't need to hang out with people that devalued me because I am a valuable person. Now, why did I hang out with those people in the first place? Because I had a low self-esteem. Why did I have a low self-esteem? Because I realized, you know, not being able to be diagnosed with a disease that I had when I was a kid all my whole life and wondering what it was and going through experimental surgeries and dealing with doctors all over the United States and being in pain and having a handicap sticker and being different than everybody else, that can really wear on you, okay? That can really, really wear on you, and it can really take away from your self-esteem. Not only are you a sick kid, but they don't even know what the heck you have, okay? And nobody understands it. And that really, 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 really did a number on my self-esteem. And I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that for a long time. I was like, no, no, it has nothing to do with it. No, no, that makes me stronger. Well, yeah, it does in the end. It does make you stronger, but you have to accept it, and you can't judge yourself negatively about it. And that was where my self-esteem issues were coming, and that's why I would undermine myself and spend time with people that didn't value me. And it, I was okay with it. And we all do something to some degree that we need to be aware of. And once we become more awakened and realize our value, we stop doing that. But it can be hard to stop that cycle because you're in it. And you begin to question yourself. And I think a lot of times when we're about to overcome a cycle that we've been going through, we question ourselves. Because the mind wants to keep you in that cycle. That your mind, to some degree, wants to keep you there because it's used to it. Okay? Even to some degree, your life wants to keep you there because then nothing has to change. Status quo stays the same. Everything stays status quo and nothing has to change. But when you begin to get awakened and you let go of the things holding you back, okay, and you let go of your own things that are holding you back internally, and you deal with the demons from your past and you let them go, and you move on, and you deal with your own toxicity, and you realize your own personal higher value and the power within, and then you begin to value yourself. And as you build up that personal value within yourself, you begin to actually realize how valuable you are, and then you don't have time for this other crap in your life. And it becomes very apparent to you. And that's when you begin to deal with a lot of these lifestyle choices that have been an underlining genre or plot in your life. I mean, you know, I've seen it. I've gone through a lot of narcissistic relationships. And I look back at the patterns. And there's a distinct pattern. It's distinct. It's so, I mean, anybody could have seen it. And it's easier for us to step back and see other people's issues. It's harder for us to step back and realize our own. But once we're able to do that, we are even more awakened because we realize that we can do that. But when I've realized these patterns, I realized that it was based on a lower self-esteem. And it was based on the fact that I didn't value my time as much as I should. Okay. And I saw that other people had more value than I did, or I believed that because of my lower self-esteem, that instead of standing up for myself, that I would just deal with it. Okay. And now I realize that's not what I'm going to do anymore. That's not what I'm going to do because I don't want to do that. You know, and I've realized that working on myself will change the world. You hear people talking about, you know, let's change the world. Let's do this. You know, let's go rule the world. Well, you know what? The best way to do that is to work on yourself and to be awakened and fulfilled and to get ready to live that life. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.